This is Dangerous Jag on Leeds Student Radio.
So I'm here in the studio now with Lucy Whitaker, pop artist, studying at Leeds College of Music. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Good. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
So last time I saw you, I mean, I saw you this weekend at One Extra Life, but last time you did radio things was you played at my event Selected for Leeds Student Radio.
Yeah.
Back in March.
I know, the first ever one. It was amazing.
Crazy. And what have you been up to since then?
Since then, I've been a busy, busy girl. So we did a bit more gigging, and then over summer, we started to get the single together, the single which is being released today. It's called Change Your Mind, and we've just been working on that. It's a pop track. We've been recording the video. We've been getting the track together. We've been just been working really, really hard, and that is out today, which is very exciting.
It is very exciting. The first play on the radio, am I right?
Yeah, first play.
Crazy. First play. And yeah, I want to talk to you about the single. So for people who don't know you, kind of, do you want to explain, you know, what it's about, where the idea came from? It's called Change Your Mind. It's out today, so just go for it.
Yeah, so Change Your Mind is basically about someone that was in a relationship with someone else, and they did a naughty thing, they cheated, and now they're trying to make it up to that person, get back with them. Yeah, that's basically what it's about. They're just trying to get them to change their mind.
I like that. And I listened to it. You sent it to me last night.
Yeah.
Sick. It's so sick.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to play it in a sec. But this sound, is this an indication of the future Lucy Whitaker?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you heard my stuff before, some of it's out online, it was kind of soulful pop, and that was really, really nice. But now I feel like I've kind of matured and I found myself more. And yeah, the straight pop thing, I just love it. Like, I love doing it. From what I know, other people really like to hear it. So yeah, the straight pop thing is the way forward for me.
When you say straight pop, what do you mean by that?
It's got that electronic feel to it. I used to do more live stuff, so we used to record live drums, live keys, but now it's all programmed in, and I feel like it's just a lot tighter. It's got more energy, it's more solid. So yeah, that for me is straight pop. It's kind of fun, let's have a good time. You know, it's pop music.
Yeah,
pop.
I know.
I love pop.
Along with the single today, you've also got a music video coming out.
Yes.
What's the video? Like, I haven't seen it.
I'm lip syncing to camera, having a great time. There are three couples around me, basically yelling at each other and kissing each other. And that's basically the whole video.
Nice.
Yeah, we tried to keep it simple, but I'm hoping it'll work out.
I think so. And is that going to be released today along with the single?
Yeah, it's all out today. It's all out. So you'll be able to find, obviously, the track and the video on YouTube. The single will be on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Bandcamp. Wherever you can think of, it will be there.
That's awesome. And yeah, we'll be posting links to all that as well. Who are your kind of inspirations? I know you're a big Michael Jackson fan,
mm-hmm.
See, the king of pop. But
yes.
Yeah, who else do you like at the moment?
At the moment, I mean, Chris Brown is a guy that I just seem to have an undying love for him. I love it. He just, like, if you got Chris on the track, it's awesome. So people like Chris Brown. Justin Bieber, I'm really loving Justin Bieber at the moment.
Can we just talk about that?
I know.
I mean, I don't know what happened. I was never a Justin Bieber fan,
yeah.
But now I have Bieber fever. I've got it so bad. Like, what do you mean? Just changed my life.
I know, it's awesome. It's I mean, to be honest, I always had Bieber fever. But I think, yeah, he's done something really clever at the moment. He's breaking into a whole new market, and it seems like a much wider spectrum of people are enjoying his music, which I think is amazing, you know?
I think the collaboration with people like Diplo,
yeah.
Jack U, like, you know, some of the biggest producers in the world at the moment,
yeah.
Kind of changing the whole
definitely
sound of dance
definitely music. So, it's so exciting.
Yeah, is that something you'd want to do, maybe work with producers and be a vocalist, or is the creative process doing it yourself as important?
It's good to do a bit of everything and just see what works and just try and do as much as possible. Obviously I'm focusing on my own stuff, but there's nothing to say that I won't give it a go working with other producers. I mean, there are so many producers available. It would definitely be worth giving it a go. Yeah, it'd be a really exciting thing to do.
So, I know you're a bit of a workaholic, right?
Yes.
I see, like, you're always tweeting about... No, it's great. I am as well. Like, tweeting about, like, how hard you're working and how you enjoy it.
Yeah.
But do you ever have downtime, and how do you kind of chill out? Can you chill out?
This is an interesting one. Yeah, you got it right. We're both workaholics, I think it's fair to say. I think with music, it's a really interesting thing because if I'm not focusing on my own stuff and working on it, I'm listening to it. And when I'm listening to other people's music, I'm thinking, okay, how can I make myself better? And how can I just keep going? So I do find it quite hard to switch off. But, you know, I'm learning to kind of give myself downtime and take an hour off and watch a bit of telly. But, yeah, I'd just like to work as hard as possible, you know?
I know, it's yeah. the world we live in, like, it is how it is.
Yeah.
But you've got a bit of a fan base in Leeds, you know.
Thank you very much.
You had a few likes on Facebook, on Twitter as well. And you did an On The Sofa session like a month ago.
Yes.
You covered Jess Glynn.
Yep.
And it's got over 3,000 views on
Thank
YouTube.
You. Yeah, it's incredible. Exciting.
How does it feel to get feedback like that?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's fantastic. I think things like On The Sofa are amazing because it gives you the opportunity to just strip everything back and it for to basically just be about the music. But no, it's great to get the feedback. We're recording another On Sofa session and that will be released about a week and a half after the single, so in about a week and a half. And yeah, that will be an acoustic version of Change Your Mind. So I'm taking the whole band, but we're stripping it right back. So it will basically just be about the track and all about the music.
Exactly. That's so exciting. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
Apart from the single release, obviously that's a very exciting time. I'm sure you'll be doing all sorts of promo things along with that session. What else have you got in the pipeline for
okay.
the next few weeks, months?
Yeah.
Year? I don't know.
I know. So yeah, single's out today, On Sofa out next week, and then the next big project is obviously the next single. So we're looking to release that at the end of January. You can expect a slightly similar sound, and we're just going to keep the pop thing going. So new single, new video, you know, we'll be touring the radio stations and taking it to BBC Introducing and things like that. So yeah, busy girl. And then ultimately I will release an album. So
is that in the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I would say give it a year and we should be good to go.
And will these be new tracks on the album or some of the old ones that we've
brand new tracks? So it's all new, fresh music, which is really exciting for me. And they're all being written right now. We've got writers on that, so yeah, it's exciting.
Well, thank you so much. I think without further ado, let us play your single. Do you want to introduce it?
I'd love to.
Yeah,
thank you so much. My name is Lucy Whittaker and this is my single Change Your Mind.
I just want your devotion. So just stay with me, baby. I can't deal with all this commotion. So just stay with me, baby. I can feel my heart breaking. So hold on to me, darling. 'Cause I know there's a chance we won't make it. So hold on to me, darling. Let's feel this moment while I'm by your side. Baby, I've been waiting all my life. Tell me what to do to make you change your mind. Mind. Tell me what can make you change your mind. Tell me what can make you change your mind. Tell me what can make you change your mind. Let's feel this moment while I'm by your side.